All right, it is the Friday, October 11th edition of the show. It's Winning Cures Everything, and we got a few things to discuss. Obviously, we're going to talk about the most likely underdog outright winners. So, where are our upsets going to be? And, of course, we've got, where is College Game Day going for week number 8? Let's go on and get to it.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, welcome in. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. It's Winning Cures Everything. This is a college football podcast. And of course, on the Friday podcasts, we like to talk about just a couple of things here. So, we're not going to waste a ton of time. First, let me tell you, subscribe where you need to subscribe. You guys know where all of that stuff is. Of course, winningcureseverything.com is the easiest place to do it, but bettingcfb.com, if you like those spreadsheets that I put out on the YouTube page, you can get those there every single week. $5 a month, $50 for the year, do a lot of bonus content over there, etc. This week's been a little crazy, by the way. I've had the kids home all week for fall break, so it has been quite a bit. I've got a teething one-year-old, and if any of you have children, you obviously know what that is like. It is it's a pain. She's been up every single night. I'm averaging about 4 hours of sleep, but we're still getting it done. We are still giving out picks. We are still putting out stat projections and whatnot, so hopefully you guys are enjoying that. But I am thrilled with the number of people that have joined our little community over there. Love talking with you guys. Hopefully you will continue to do so. So, let's go ahead and jump into it. Oh, by the way, the BetUS College Football Show, every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and of course Saturdays, Jeff Nadeau and Doug Kazarian do the 11 a.m. Eastern Time Closing Lines show. All right, now let's get to the most important thing of this, which is, who are the most likely underdog upsets, outright winners, for college football week number 7? I've got a few different options here that I would like to discuss. So, we'll start off with this one. Let's go to UCF, where Cincinnati is coming in, and Cincinnati has been playing really, really good. Surprise, surprise, the coach at Cincinnati has been getting a bad rap, right? Scott Satterfield is not a bad coach. He's always been a good coach. And now, second year at Cincinnati, he's doing pretty good things. I'm happy that they're doing well. Right now, best number you can get is Cincy plus 140. Most of the people are betting on UCF. Think about this. There was a hurricane coming in. It hit right where UCF plays, right? And it went through. It didn't do a ton of damage. Obviously, they're playing the game. But that certainly had to affect prep. And UCF has played like complete garbage as of late. So they lost to Florida. They just got shellacked by Colorado. Let's see what happens here. I've got a couple of numbers that are a couple of models that favor Cincinnati outright. So Cincy, best number I can get is plus 140 on that. So we'll take Cincy, plus 140. Another likely underdog upset winner, outright winner. LSU, at home, coming off of a bye against Ole Miss. And look, my numbers love Ole Miss here. Love them. However, LSU's coming off a bye. Brian Kelly is awesome in that spot. Ole Miss has played, this will be their 7th straight game, 3rd straight SEC game, and LSU was coming in fresh. LSU has had time to figure out what's going on, and I don't think Ole Miss has played an offense that can do what LSU is doing. So, something that Ole Miss has not seen yet. I know Pete Golding plays a lot of cover one. I'm interested in this one because my numbers love Ole Miss. But I kind of think LSU might pull this thing out. The best number you can get right now is LSU plus 140 on the money line. So, let's put that one on there. Marshall and Georgia Southern. Marshall just shellacked App State last week. Georgia Southern, that kid J.C. French, pretty good. This offense kind of rolling a little bit. I mean, this is not much of an underdog. Georgia Southern was plus 106 early in the week. They are now at minus 104. Now, Marshall is still minus 110, so you're still talking like plus 2, something like that. So it's not a huge underdog, but we'll go on and take the minus 104. Georgia Southern at home, I think they can get this one done outright. Let's go late Saturday. Okay? Late Saturday night. This one's going to be a lot of fun. Like a whole lot of fun. Opened up as Colorado money line plus 172. Everybody thinks Kansas State's going to come in there and exert their will. Oh, the BYU game was a fluke, etc. What if Kansas State is just not good under the lights? What if in a big-time spot like this, going on the road, what if they're just not great in that spot? That secondary is certainly questionable. Colorado's defense has played significantly better as of late. Now, I will tell you, that coincided with Shiloh Sanders being out. It sounds like he's going to be back this week. I don't know what difference that's going to make as far as the chemistry of the defense, but let's just pay attention to it, okay? But I will take Colorado plus 145 here. On the BetUS show, Parker took it at plus 155. That should tell you where the money's going. People like Colorado in this spot. UTSA at Rice. And I know that this sounds absolutely ridiculous. However, it opened up at plus 164, Rice being the home dog. There's 86% of the bets coming in on UTSA here. This UTSA team is bad. And they're especially bad against the pass. And E.J. Warner is the quarterback at Rice. No, Rice has not been very good this year. And that might be putting it mildly. However, Rice does throw the ball. And I've got two models that like Rice to win this game outright. Yeah, we'll take the plus 160 with Rice on that one. I'll give you three more just to have. I think those five would be my round-robin money line. So, let's go to Knoxville. And I know that this sounds absolutely absurd, but Florida has been playing better than Tennessee as of late. What Travis Williams did for Arkansas last week, he ran a very different kind of defense that showed how to stop the run, how to stop that passing attack from Tennessee. There are ways that you could potentially see Florida win this game. If Graham Mertz has a good day, if Florida finds a way to not allow a bunch of havoc plays, etc., then yes, you could find a way for Florida to maybe win this game. So plus 475 is where we're going to go on that one. Ohio State at Oregon in Eugene. I mean, this one's pretty easy, right? These are two similarly power-rated teams. Now, Ohio State has looked better, but they haven't played very good competition. Oregon hasn't had to play better to get these wins, so you could certainly see a world where Oregon wins, especially at home. I mean, this is a really good football team. The best you can get on Oregon right now is plus 140. That's not wild. Now, I do actually like Ohio State here, but it's not crazy to think that Oregon could win this game outright. And last one I'm going to talk about. This is an interesting spot. Louisville has lost two straight games. Probably should have won both. Statistically, they were right in there with SMU, and SMU got it done. But when you look at it, Virginia has been playing better as of late. My numbers have this pretty tight, especially over the last 4 weeks. The Calandria kid for Virginia is not terrible. Now, Virginia needed some turnover help against Boston College to be able to win that game outright, but this is not a bad football team. Tony Elliott's doing good things here. So would it surprise you at home, Louisville reeling coming off of two losses? Would it surprise you if Virginia wins this game outright? You can get a plus 230 on them. So that is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 8 different likely underdog outright upsets. And so that's the way that that we'll go on those. Cincy plus 140, LSU plus 140, Georgia Southern minus 104, Colorado plus 145, Rice plus 160, Florida plus 475, Oregon plus 140, Virginia plus 230. All right, that is going to move us over to where is college game? Well, nope. Let me tell you about TicketSmarter right quick. TicketSmarter.com. It is the best third-party ticketing vendor that's out there. Very easy to check out. Go on and check out TicketSmarter. They are fantastic. WCE10 is the promo code to get $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is $20 off an order of $300 or more. You can use that code every single time you buy tickets. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus. It's not anything like that. You can use the promo codes every time. Every single time that you want to buy tickets. So, do yourself a favor. Think smarter. Ticket smarter. Also, if you are like me and you were getting old and you hurt and your joints hurt and whatnot, gosleeves.com/WCE. You'll get, I believe it's 15% off your order there, kinesiology sleeves. They're going to make your joints feel better, make you overall feel better, your knees, your elbows, etc. They've got all kind of products over there. Go check it out. gosleeves.com/WCE. Do yourself that favor as well.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, now let's do this. Where is College Game Day going for week number 8? That is the question. This week seemed pretty easy. They were already on the West Coast. They were in Berkeley for the Cal game. Obviously, I missed the Cal game last week. I nailed this one with Ohio State and Oregon. Next week, I feel like it's pretty easy. Now, what could change this is if we do get an upset in Red River, but I think they're going to have to go to Georgia at Texas, right? They got to go down to Austin. They haven't been there yet. That seems like the perfect spot. It's a top five matchup. You got the number one team against the number five team. Now, if Texas were to get upset by Oklahoma, obviously that could put a wrench in things. If that were to happen, well, then you've potentially got Alabama at Tennessee. That one is on ABC as well. College Game Day would love to showcase their teams, right? The properties that they have the rights to. That's what they would like to show. So maybe you go to Knoxville. If Tennessee gets a big win over Florida, if Alabama handles South Carolina the way that they're supposed to, that would be a top 10 matchup. That would be interesting, right? Texas may be still the spot unless they're coming off of a loss. Cal was coming off a loss. So, you know, it is what it is. If they don't go to either one of those, if Tennessee loses to Florida, if Texas loses to Oklahoma, then we start getting down the barrel of, okay, well, we just got to go to the next biggest game, whatever that might be. Nebraska at Indiana is incredibly tricky, right? That's an incredibly tricky game because Nebraska is only going to have one loss. Indiana, they're going to be undefeated. So I feel pretty good about this. Nebraska at Indiana could be a top 25 matchup. Another potential top 25 matchup in the Big Ten. You've got Michigan at Illinois. Illinois, one loss. Michigan does have two losses, and yet they are a top 25 team. So, it is what it is. But, as of right now, the most likely spot for College Game Day to go, and what my prediction will be, is Georgia at Texas next week, primetime in Austin. F1 is in town. There's going to be a bunch of big money people there. That is going to be the spot for college football next week. So I think College Game Day will be there. All right, that is going to wrap things up. Of course, Ticket Smarter. Of course, don't forget to check out Three Dog Thursday. Check out ghostleaves.com/WCE. And, of course, winningcureseverything.com, bettingcfb.com. That is where you can be a member and join our little community here. It's a lot of fun. I have fun with it. $5 a month, $50 for the year. But yes, bettingcfb.com, winningcureseverything.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice 5-star review. You guys know what you're supposed to do. I don't even have to tell you. Easy enough. Easy enough. All right. You guys have been fantastic. I appreciate you all. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, @GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.